Nolte, Transsexual Woman Denied Access to Women-Only Gym. By John Nolte on January 19, 2023. A transgender woman, i.e., a guy, in Parksville is speaking out after he was allowed to sign up for a women-only gym. Then later told he would only be allowed to access the co-ed gym due to the fact that he is trans, a news outlet in British Columbia reported. Here's a photo of the guy. As you can see, he's not even trying to look like a chick. What he looks like is the bass player in your brother-in-law's metal band. The one that always has to play at family events where everyone is too polite to ask them not to. His name is Bridget Klein Simpson, and he says he's had a rocky relationship with exercise because she didn't feel comfortable going to gyms and working out with mostly men. Looks like he's also had a rocky relationship with reality, but not with Rocky Road ice cream. Weight loss happens in the kitchen, pal. Not the gym. I fell out of exercise in university because I was just kind of intimidated being around a bunch of mostly really buff guys at the university gym, he told Czech News. So finding a ladies' gym was something that seemed really exciting. And now that I'm out, I understand why I was uncomfortable at the other place. Well, if you're uncomfortable around fellow men, how uncomfortable do you think actual women are with you prowling around their locker room? He signed a membership and worked out at the ladies-only gym on the Friday. The following Monday, he says he was told, "Sorry. We made a mistake, you're not actually allowed to be here. But you're more than welcome to use the co-ed facility." Well, yeah. I'm sure there was a backlash. Imagine joining a ladies-only gym and having that guy walk in. He says he has previously worked out at co-ed gyms and never felt comfortable because it was mostly men in the facilities. And yet he has zero empathy for how comfortable actual women who signed up for a ladies-only gym feel with him hulking around. "It was important to me to be in a place that would be like explicitly accepting. Like, you are a woman, you're allowed to be here," he said. "Fine. Then find one. Or start one. No one cares what you do. However, we do care when you force yourself on others. Like men, women have every right to enjoy and protect their private spaces. Men and women are very different species. There is no reason they can't hang out together without being intruded on by the opposite sex. This guy can call himself Bridget, or Penelope, or Ava. He's still a guy." The owner of the gym that turned the guy away said this: "We want them to be comfortable, but we also have to worry about the young girls that this gym is set up for and the women. And how are their parents gonna feel that they're in there? Then this person walks in with a male voice and big person. So now you pick the comfort of the male who identifies as a woman, and then anybody can go in there saying, 'Okay, I identify as a woman, and I want to be able to go in there.' And so, do we pick the comfort of the transgender person? And they may not be as comfortable with the co-ed gym, but at least that's an alternative? Or do we pick the comfort of the young girls that are working out there that might not feel comfortable?" Exactly. And if you side with the guy engaging in minstrelsy of women, you will lose all your female members. These transsexuals are nothing more than bullies. And those who cater to them are even worse, a bunch of smug, anti-science virtue signalers. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.